Yes, we still. Satellite says 6.
Pardon?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Okay.
It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, October 28th. I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. We'll begin with the roll call. Fowler?
Present.
Pasco is excused. Fredericks is excused. Metzler?
Here.
Kornowski?
Here.
Keir? Did you hear from him?
I did not know.
So he's absent at this point. Rock is here. Next order of business is to modify or adapt our agenda for this evening. Does anybody have any comments or questions about the agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve it.
So moved.
And I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our July 22nd meeting. Everybody had a chance to take a look at those, and it seemed like a long time ago. It was. If there are no questions or changes, I'll entertain a motion on this item.
So moved.
We have a motion.
I'll second it.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
I do not.
No announcements?
None tonight, no.
Anyone on the committee have any announcements? Okay, then. We'll move on to item number 5, public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. A couple months ago, before the last two canceled meetings, we talked a little bit about some of the historic properties that were missed in the intensive survey, and that there's no record of significant properties. They're in the minutes that you'll approve a little later on today. I did, one of the historic homes was what we call the Cotton Kids Home at 1521 Webster Avenue. And I do have the abstract here, and that's really the core of Old Alloway. And I think it's important that that entire subdivision be reconsidered as a historic as a historic district. I was very saddened to see the utility shed in front of the water tower building go up in front of the historic homes, in front of the Cotton House, and in front of Windacres and the Hagemeister House and the Breiling House. So that was a historic trolley district that was completely missed by the survey. And had that survey been done properly, that would be its own historic district, and that utility shed for the cell tower never would have been put up. So there's a reason why we have historic preservation ordinances. There's standards that need to be met, and I think that my continued complaints over the last 3 years should be followed up on. I know that Steve has given some gentle nudges, you know, when we bring him up, and Howard, but I think that the time has come to really document it. People always want to know, you know, where's the smoking gun? Where's the document that proves that something has to be done? And the smoking gun is right here. This is a Department of Transportation document signed by the Historic Preservation Office, protecting homes that don't meet the national qualifications for historic standards. They're less than 50 years old, just on the face of it. They're immediately disqualified because there's nothing special about them. But they got protection, yet the other properties in Sunlight Park didn't get protection. So, you know, I do have the smoking gun, and I'll share that with the village. But it's a document dated of 6/25/14, signed by the Historic Preservation Office, signed by the DOT on 6/12/2014, and that has to do with the Riverside reconstruction. And the reason that it's important is that Historic Preservation protects the properties that you that should be protected, and they shouldn't be. The ordinance shouldn't be used to protect properties that shouldn't be protected and that have maybe some political reason for being designated historic, even though they don't meet it exactly in the lease. And that document was, the district name was the Sunset Circle Historic District. The state DOT has it already, and it's signed off by the State Historic Preservation Office. And if you're looking for one document that's the smoking gun, this is it. I can give it to Brad. But the key part is the historic subdivisions, Old Alloway, the Green and Roman, the Sunlight Park, the areas that we're most proud of, those are the ones that we should be documenting and preserving. I like Miramar, that's a good one, but they missed a couple important homes in that district too. So I still have concerns, and I'll work it through with the village, but I just thought that you guys should know about my concerns. Thank you. And I do have the abstract from the Cotton House on Webster Avenue, the Cotton Kids House, not the one that was moved to Heritage Hill, but one across the street built in the 1890s. Thanks.
Seeing no one else, we'll move on to item number 6. Update on National Register nomination for the Pump House and Water Department building.
So yeah, I think everyone was included on those emails. Brad and I went down, I believe it was end of August 30. But it's a really neat experience. Pretty much just us in the crowd and one person from Oshkosh. But that was okay because they really appreciated us making the trip down there. And I think that kind of holds some weight for maybe future grants. But pretty neat to see, just go through the experience of what they look at and what they discuss. But they did nominate the Pump House in the Water Department building to the State Register, and those will go to the National Park Service, and we'll hear in spring if those are on the National Register, which they should be.
Trevor, I had a question. I don't know how long ago it was, a few months ago, I heard something about how there was a potential sale of the one of those two properties. It was the water treatment facility. Do you know, I haven't asked again or followed up, or I don't even remember where I heard it.
Sure. Yeah, I think someone approached the village offering to purchase it, and for whatever reason it never materialized. But that is something that I think the village is going to look at, listing that property. Just for clarification, it's Pump House on Green Avenue. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is something that the village is, I believe, their intentions is to sell that property.
So as far as you know, there's nothing
right.
Nothing pending now. I think what I heard was that someone wanted to have it to be kind of a studio living quarters and artist studio or whatever, which would kind of fit for that little neighborhood there, you know, because there's a couple other shops nearby. But probably cost prohibitive to upgrade that building. I don't know.
It needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
You're right. The good thing would be is if it was a commercial, if it was utilized as a commercial use, it would have potentially more funds available to it than just strictly residential.
Yeah.
But it is a great looking building. And then another thing too is you have the storage tank in the back, and that's a non-contributing structure, so that could be removed, but that's an added expense as
yeah.
well.
It's not cheap to do that.
Right.
Yeah. That's another one of those items when you talk about use of additional funds for pursuing economic development. You know, that's another item, another piece of property on that list. Mm-hmm. It should be on the list, I guess. Anything else on item number 6?
No, I guess... Well, they told me, they said, if you don't hear in spring, that doesn't mean you didn't get it. That just means it'll always fall through. So.
Pardon?
So I will provide an update in spring sometime, whenever we hear or don't hear.
So I guess we'll move on to item number 7, discussion of certified local government grant.
I provided, you know, just a brief excerpt. I had intended to get the grant completed. It's been pretty crazy right here and just haven't got around to it. So this is kind of a draft of the main part of the grant. Any input's welcome, but pretty optimistic about it. I know back in July I did provide some estimates that we received, and they were kind of a big range. I think one was $8,000 for the 3 projects, and one was $17,000. So I did some more looking, and I actually received 5 estimates in total, and the other ones kind of clustered more towards the $17,000 one. So without getting a formal proposal, it's hard to see where the discrepancy was with the $8,000 one, but it seems like the $17,000 is more about appropriate cost of the 3 projects.
What's the decision making process for how you choose? I know in the past we as a committee got together, you know, did some work in that regard. What's your recommendation, or what's the approach that we should take for choosing the one this time?
We do have to do an RFP if we're going to be using the grant funds, assuming we get those grant funds. So then I guess I'd leave that up to the committee, however they want to pursue that. They might be able to pass it, or we'd have a subcommittee go through the proposals and select one consultant. You can do it that way, otherwise, you also do it via staff. And then still present it to the committee, the final selection.
Is that something we should make a decision on now, or should we have that as an agenda item for the next meeting for us to discuss among ourselves which way would be best, or can we just, you know, what are you looking for, and when are you looking for it from us to be able to go forward?
Well, we won't hear from the state if we have the grant or not until February or March. So then at that time, we'll be looking to do the RFPs. Hopefully, get some responses by April or May.
We don't have to do anything.
No, nothing we need.
Now or next month. Right. It doesn't need to be an agenda item for the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back in August, at the village board meeting, a couple of owners came forward and asked to be included in this process because they're at the end of the block on the corner of Miramar and Riverside. Is that something? And I think I asked you about that, and we decided, or you advised me that we didn't have to do anything and just add that to the list of properties to go through the process with once we choose a consultant. Is that true, or do we need to do anything to have them officially added to the list now? Or
no, I don't think we have to do anything. I think that's something that when we do develop an RFP to include in the language to maybe look at the eligibility of the immediately surrounding homes mm-hmm. of the proposed district. I think something along that would be simple enough to include.
Okay. So again, there's nothing that needs to be done to respond to that that request at this point, other than to just make sure we talk about it when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Something worth mentioning. Some of the estimates I received, they only do individually eligible homes, some of the consultants. So, it could be the case where we have the grant money to do all three projects, but we select one consultant to do the two individually eligible homes and then another consultant to do the district to kind of work concurrently and maybe expedite the process or get a little cheaper deal because some of the consultants that only do the individually eligible homes mm-hmm. are coming in and have a little less of a price.
So it's fine to do that then? Is it fine to split them up? Anything else on that item? If not, I guess we should go on. Before we go on to number 8, I apologize. I was going to ask Cecile to introduce herself. She's our new member, and we're glad to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a quorum for one reason. It's just nice to have someone fresh who's interested in the process. So, if you want to just take a minute and tell us something about yourself.
Sure. Originally from Marinette, Wisconsin. My husband and I are both from Marinette. Moved down to Green Bay. He moved down in 1982 after he graduated from college, and I moved down in 83. I'm a graduate of St. Norbert College for undergraduate and University of Wisconsin Law School for my legal degree. Been practicing law in Green Bay, Brown County area for 32 years now, and my husband runs a business, Green Bay Title Company. So we're both very involved with real estate as part of our occupations. We live in the village of Alloway, and we have three children. They had attended Resurrection Grade School and then went on to Notre Dame Academy. My oldest son is an attorney in Chicago. He went to the University of Notre Dame and then on to the University of Chicago for law school and now is a practicing attorney in Chicago. My next child, my daughter, is a graduate of St. Mary's College, Notre Dame, and she is now at Northwestern University for a doctorate in audiology. And then my youngest is a senior this year at St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, and she'll graduate in May. So those are our three children, and I'm excited to be on the committee and hope to help you all as you see me.
So Cecile also and her husband own one of the properties that's on our next list to present for historic preservation, the Roger Minahan home. It's down the block and around the corner from me. And I was just out there with my dogs this afternoon, walking around your house. I mean, around there. So, again, welcome.
Thank you.
Next item, number 8, next meeting date and agenda items. Trevor, do you have anything, or does anyone on the committee have anything?
Well, actually, the next scheduled meeting date is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'm not sure. Maybe that works for everyone. Otherwise, we could either cancel that meeting or, because I think how we did it in the past, because December we kind of fall in the same Christmas time, too. I think we combined the two and just had one in the middle of the early part of December instead. I don't know if that's what you guys continue or want to do, or...
I'm fine with that. If the agenda's going to be light, doesn't sound like we're going to have much.
Yeah. And last year we had an event during the first week of December, I think it was, where we made a presentation to kind of talk about the results of our intensive study, I think. So I'm fine with, we're all fine with not having to have a meeting before Thanksgiving, before Christmas. So, Trevor, do you want to pick a date, or do you want to give us a suggestion for when, what would fit with the village calendar?
I think December 9th or 16th would be okay. That'd be a Wednesday evening.
I think either date would be okay with me. Everybody's checking.
Maybe the 9th would be a better choice, a little bit in between them both, and then it's not quite so close to Christmas.
Sure.
If that's okay,
Yeah. Work for everyone?
That's fine.
Are we all okay with the 9th as our first choice?
Yeah.
It's okay. So the next meeting date is December 9th. That's a Wednesday. I had a suggestion for an agenda item. I don't know if it's necessary, but it's to address Tim O'Rourke's comments, which we've got in the public record from the last meeting. He mentioned the Cotton Kids House, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that were identified, and they're listed in our minutes from that meeting. And I'm just wondering if we think it might be worth trying to actually have a discussion about what to do to build some awareness and to learn more about these properties, rather than just, his point's well taken. I mean, we had a study and it was fine, and we have some results and we're taking action on it, but there are other homes that maybe we could talk about as well, in a formal manner. So I'm wondering if we shouldn't have as an agenda item coming up with some way to... Maybe everybody knows about these properties, but me, I'm kind of a newcomer here still. But some kind of way to put them a little more forward in terms of deciding whether we want to pursue it and how and what about each one is unique. And I don't know, what does the committee think about talking about these at another meeting?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that we should.
Sounds like Jim's going to be able to give you some supporting documentation so you don't have to spend too much time researching those properties, Trevor.
I have a little forward to that.
Go ahead.
I guess would the intentions be to look at these two potentially nominate as local structures? Or?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I think we should learn about them and have something that says some kind of decision by this group that says here's what was recommended to us, and we've discussed it, and we've learned about it, and here's what we think we should be doing about it. Either not pursuing it, or else maybe putting it on a short list of two or three of these items that maybe really should be considered in a separate request. You know, so that I don't know that we can just, that we should just ignore them by saying, well, we had this study, and they're not on there, so we're not going to worry. I think we should pursue it to the extent that we find out if there is something of value that we can move forward with.
Just for clarification, they weren't on the initial study?
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Basically, all these are listed under Jim from the July meeting. Yeah, they were not, they were kind of skipped, and they really should be on it as far as I feel.
So they initially didn't get Polk's attitude, right?
They were, as far as I understand, they were surveyed as part of this study, but yeah. They, for whatever reason, they didn't maintain their historical significance to be considered to the state or national.
Gotcha.
They could be, this committee does have authority to nominate something that's locally significant. So that could be an option that we pursue.
Yeah.
As the community's homes.
They use certain criteria to decide. And, you know, they had three potential districts and then I think 13 individual homes. You know, they narrowed it down to two homes in one district.
Right.
And these were not included. Again, they were certain, they were looked at.
Oh.
And they were, for whatever reason, sometimes, you know, the facade changed or the garage was taken off or added on or the, you know, something in their mind in using their decision-making process took them out of the running. Doesn't mean we shouldn't look at them, that's all.
And I think, you know, that's what's baffling Jim is because, and I think that's why he wants to see the notes, the notes that aren't there.
Yeah.
You know, figure out, and I'd like to know too, you know, just take an example for the Murphy's houses, why those houses did not make it. I still don't know why. Excuse me.
The Murphy one, I've spoken with the state and the CRC did the study for us. The main estate house is included. The small servants' quarters was not because of a few changes. And while it does mirror a lot of the similar architecture of the main house, what the intentions of the state and National Register are is to preserve the best, not all, but the best of a particular example. So while it might qualify, it's kind of outshined by the larger hall. And that's what I understand is why that one wasn't included.
Okay.
But I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't locally designate it.
Right.
Yeah, there's a process for that. So, is this something we could have as an agenda item for the next meeting, or do you want to? Is that?
Yeah, I can include that.
Okay.
As a discussion item, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then a lot of information on these homes is in the public record. I mean, Jim can go look up stuff, and we can do just what Jim did. You know, so it doesn't doesn't mean that we can't, you know, go down and go online and go find some records of our own. I'm curious about that. You know, Jim's a historian, and you know, he mentions these things because he's sincerely, you know, interested in doing the right thing with these, I think. And so I think we owe him and the rest of the community, you know, our best effort. So, good. Anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And I'll second that to get some cough medicine here.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. Everyone in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You okay?
Yeah. Just getting over a cold. And just got the cough left.